In Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten, how are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I'm missing Tessa's flat whites, though.
Every time someone says that, it just gives me, you know, just such a warm fuzzy.
There are a lot of very good things about having Tess back in the studio, but my coffees kind of suck, and Tess's coffees are notoriously fantastic.
Guys, I'm blushing. Stop.
Hey. Well, her coffees give me warm fuzzy. So.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, we're talking about Zolo this morning, which has been highly controversial in the BFM offices about whether or not people think it's a genre, Kirsten. So can you fill us in on what this is?
Well, I mean, they're right in a way. So if I say the names, I know not everybody will know all these bands, but if I say the names B-52s, Devo, Talking Heads, Frank Zappa, even Split Enz, you start to get a picture of this weird, crazy, capricious genre, cosmic musical discovery, boldly bizarre, slightly obscure. And you're like, you can see like, oh yeah, I can kind of see that they fit in a package together, right?
Yeah. There's like definitely through lines that link all of those bands, but I don't think I'd ever thought of them as a genre as such necessarily.
Well, they weren't. This was a genre. So this is an example of how, you know, genre can sort of come up in different ways. This was named in the 90s by one dude who was a radio host in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
And it was called the Zany Zolo Music Hour. And it was songs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, which he felt shared a similar aesthetics. And right, the bands, most of these bands would have no idea what the genre is themselves. But so, I think it really cohesives together.
He basically made his own genre.
I want to do that.
This is the music that I like, and tell you what, it's a genre. We're going to hit the first track, actually, while we're here. It's by Godly and Cream. It's got the best title, Sandwiches of You.
So just to get this straight, Kirsten, I could have a song that sounds similar to this, but if it's not on that list, it's not in the genre.
No, then it would be in the genre.
Oh, it would be. Okay.
So it's not necessarily just stuff he liked. Yeah. He's kind of set the parameters. Is that what you mean?
And it can be a song and not the whole band, you know.
Okay, right. So,
but that's quite common across a lot of genres, right?
Yeah.
But I guess you often think of artists within genres and then, rather than their track, maybe. So that's interesting. Sorry, what were you going to say, Kirsten?
You can hear the really interesting instrumentation. They'll use like the weirdest little ping pong xylophones, little anything with crazy things like that. And they feel like it's a hybrid between pop and prog.
Right.
You know, like it has the creativity of prog.
A little bit of art school.
Definitely still pop.
Mixed in.
So here's some of the things. It's supposed to be abstract, asymmetric, multicolored, people wearing pastel neon checkerboard, outlandish hairdos, lopsided rhythms.
Lopsided rhythms is a lovely description.
Synthesized bleeps and boings. polka dot percussion, wacky imagery, frolic and whimsy.
Frolic and whimsy. That could be a band name in itself.
You're right. Thanks. Now, come on. You can hear it.
This is pretty great, it has to be said.
Text in 5395. Let us know what you think.
Let Tess know.
Just let me know.
So this is 1978, and they were members of the band 10cc, who had a big hit with I'm Not In Love.
Right.
But they started playing and doing these weird things. And I think it's a great genre and genre name because these things all exist scattered everywhere, but you can draw a circle around them, which was what a genre is.
Somebody has texted in how many of these bands came out of art school. Definitely Talking Heads and Split Enz, which is a very good point.
Yeah. Someone just texted in saying yacht rock. I don't know.
Not totally sure what you're trying to say there, friend.
This is not smooth. Well, actually, you don't want to listen to this on the yacht.
No, another person has texted in saying, oh no, like yacht rock, named after it was over.
Can we just hear this line here? Sandwiches of you. Sandwiches of you.
See, anything like that, you know, like, it's not Prague. It's so much weirder than pop. It's, you know, it's, they say it was killed by grunge because it's self-pity and ambiguous. It says the freaks went into hiding and the arty approach to music fell off the face of the earth.
Could you put like a group like Sparks in this category, maybe, Kirsten? That kind of like...
I don't know them.
That, now I can't remember the name of the song. The one that... Kimono My House, that album.
Well, just the name, yes, I can say it.
Oh, here we go.
You know who else is Zolo? Is Yoko Ono.
Ah. See, this is kind of, again, another art world kind of thing. Was not was, someone said. Was
oh,
not
you're
was.
Right.
Hello, Dad, I'm in jail.
Yes, you're right. Why didn't I not think of that? I played the heck out of that album. So this is The Residents, 1978, and they wore giant eyeballs on their head. So there you go.
I feel like I've got headphones on, obviously, and there's like a throbbing in one ear from it. Like I don't know what
is
instrument
it is. Is it the bass or is it your brain?
I think it's not my brain. It's
now,
obviously the music.
This is cool. The Residents are not a band.
Oh, okay.
They're a group of people who work together based on shared ideas.
Ooh. So there is a bit of like conceptualism maybe going on here. People are like, we're not a band, we're an idea.
That's right. They say they are a concept, not a band, but they're one of the few artists to have their work exhibited at the Museum of Modern Art.
I've had to take one side of my headphones off because it was making me feel weird.
Yes, I've heard another writer says that the music's unusual and uncomfortable.
This is pretty cool, though. This is Constantinople, by the way, the name of this track.
I know Sarah from BFM is a big fan of this track. I hope she doesn't mind me saying that, actually. Oh, well.
You've done it now.
I've done it now, yeah.
Someone's texted in, Kirsten, I always thought Split Enz, Devo, B-52s were new wave. So is the idea with Zolo that it's more, well, it's a genre, but it's a genre that this guy
it's
created.
It's definitely
so
precursor
it's sort of...
to New Wave. Absolutely.
Right.
I think New Wave, you know, was a little smoother, a little more pop, less totally out there as this stuff. But no, absolutely, New Wave would not exist, I think, without this. It's,
maybe Zolo's
it's
like...
the missing link.
The sort of jankier version of New Wave or something. Someone's texted in Virgin Prunes, who went to art school with you too. They definitely took very different paths with their music.
Oh, you know what? That's interesting you bring up YouTube. So are we on XTC now?
We're on XTC now.
Now, apparently, you too, and even bands like INXS got their influence of using these letters from this band, XTC.
Truly? Ah, interesting.
So that makes sense that...
they're all sort of...
there's that connection.
In the same think tank.
People are texting in words that...
And so what's interesting with XTC is they were copying... they didn't like British punk, they liked American punk.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, so they tried to be more like the New York Dolls, which is interesting in the like home of British punk.
Which is also interesting because it kind of doesn't really sound anything like the New York Dolls, but I can see what you mean. It's got maybe a bit more of that grungy sound. Yeah.
They like Talking Heads. And yeah, apparently it's the biggest influence on post-punk.
Okay.
And New Way.
Yep.
So yeah, I think Missing Link is a good word for it too.
Right, yeah. Mechanic dancing. I just heard him say it like that, so that's how I said it. Oh We Go is the name of this track. We've had some more texts in about Zappa as well. They might be giants, someone said.
Yes.
And someone said, I feel like all these Zolo bands could have their own cartoon capers.
Mm-hmm. The Buggles.
The what, sorry?
The Buggles.
Oh, the Buggles.
Video Killed the Radio Star, yeah. Captain Beefheart, Bonzo, yeah. Dog Band.
So the, it so, kind of is this like art school sort of sound as well.
Yeah, it's and so another article said it's sort of post-hippie. It's got too serious and earnest.
Someone's texted in saying the soundtrack of my Elam years.
Yeah.
Oh, like so yeah, maybe I'll have to add art school to sort of the, you know.
The thing that I think was part of the debate that was happening in the office was obviously you can group all of these artists together. There's really definite links that bring them together. But whether one guy who's like, oh, yep, it's a genre because I like it all, if that counts as being a genre.
Well, that's right, does it? I mean, are all genres based in scenes, right? You know, because that's where you get like this people and groups of people working together and their magazines and their clubs.
Yeah.
But is that the only way you can form a genre? And let's face it, most genres' names are picked by one guy, you know, like.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. They were often nurtured in a scene, and this wasn't. But, you know, maybe this is some sort of mind meld that people all over the place were picking up on this.
Yeah, yeah.
And doing it. And it shows the use of genre. Like,
totally.
It's useful in that if you like this song, you might like this song.
Yeah.
You know, like a Spotify playlist. And so, yeah, you know, are all genres scene-based?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that has been our conception, that it's really rooted in some sort of group of people face-to-face, together, gathering.
Well, I've really enjoyed it because I like a lot of those bands in their own right, and I've never really thought of them under one big umbrella. So I'm going to find it useful having a Google of Zolo later to see what else is thrown up. Even just some of these suggestions that people have been texting in is kind of setting me off on a brain course down somewhere. Someone said early REM is their suggestion, they think, and Peter Gabriel as well. So it's really making people think
right,
quite diversely. Yeah, definitely.
And REM has the letters thing as well. Apparently they got it from XTC as well.
Everyone loves a lovely letter there. Well, that was really interesting. Thank you, Kirsten, for bringing us Zolo this morning. What are you going to be bringing us next week?
Okay, next week I'm doing something I know nothing about, but maybe you guys will.
Ooh.
Shoegaze.
That's a big BFM one. Looking forward to that.
Hey, so you guys will have to educate me.
Well, that'll be fantastic. Hey, thank you so much, Kirsten. Have a lovely weekend.
Okay.
See you then. Bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
It certainly was.